This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I got a couple of funny stories in front of me here. We got a woke update for you as well here. But a couple of funny stories. One's a really crazy story, and it's a Montana story. I've got an Associated Press headline in front of me. FoxNews.com has this story front and center this morning. And we've got a couple of different angles on our Montana Talks website as well. But first, let's start with the other funny story here. Neil Young. You guys remember Neil Young? I always liked Neil Young's music. But I don't know. More and more, the more I think about it, he sounds like a bad aerobics instructor. Come on, ladies. Come on, work it, ladies. He sounds like, you know, I've got a heart of gold. The more I think about it, it's just like, okay, Neil. But this is hilarious. The DailyWire.com, this is where I first spotted the story this morning. Do you guys remember when Neil Young, apparently he does not have a heart of gold. Apparently he's got a very angry heart. Remember, he was so angry. I don't even remember what triggered this guy. He was so mad that Spotify would not pull Joe Rogan from their site. You know, Spotify, you can get the Joe Rogan podcasts on the Spotify platform. By the way, you can also get your Montana Talks podcasts from Spotify as well. But don't tell Neil Young, because he does not have a heart of gold. Not that he knows who I am or cares anyway. But anyway, I forget. Was he mad about something Joe Rogan said about the Rona, you know, pushing back against school shutdowns, mask mandates? It was probably Rona related. Probably something Rona related. But yeah, Neil Young said, either you get rid of Joe Rogan or I'm off Spotify. Nobody will be able to listen to my music on Spotify. You know, you got to give Neil Young credit. He lasted longer than most of us expected him to, but he's back.
Neil Young is ending his 2-year Spotify boycott.
Keep me searching for a
In January 2022, Young withdrew his music from the audio platform over its support for Joe Rogan. He's back now that Rogan signed a $250 million deal to make his podcast available on multiple platforms instead of remaining a Spotify exclusive. Young felt that his podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, was spreading vaccine misinformation. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Oh, wait, who was spreading vaccine misinformation? Having some heart problems there, Neil Young? I don't know. We did get exclusive reaction from Neil Young, though. We reached out to his publicist, and his publicist telling me that I simply had a change of heart. So he had a change of heart. Change of heart. Maybe the jab kind of impacted his heart there. I don't know what happened. Some palpitations there, Neil. But he's back. He's back. That did not last long. Now, the other story. I thought I was reading the Joe Biden Robert Hur special counsel transcript interview. Did you guys hear about this this Frankenstein sheep here in Montana? Wait for this one. I'll start there right after the news and weather break.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see some cloudiness and some breaks of sunshine across the area as we head through the day today, as highs will range from around 40 in Bozeman to the upper 40s in the Billings area. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, down to the low 20s in Bozeman, upper 20s in Billings. And then for Friday, we'll see mostly sunny conditions, highs ranging from the upper 40s in Bozeman to near 60 degrees in the Billings area. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
My wife and I...
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Looks like it's just you and me. You get to be our sidekick here for this Thursday. Yeah, David Noble, our friend David Noble. I probably missed a message from him, but I know he's had a busy week. He's got a very important day job, and then he was the MC for the National Debt Forum on Monday night. So So anyway, so today for the 7 o'clock hour, you can be the sidekick. You can call into this show, 406-294-0970. Maybe you got a woke update of the week for us. I know Tim and Savage usually is tracking some good woke updates. Even if David and I like, it didn't have anything for the woke update, Tim and Savage would have something for us. 294-0970 or message us on the Montana Talks app. Before I get to the woke update of the week that one of our listeners in the Flathead shared with me yesterday. This is a crazy story. Montana man, this is the Fox News headline. Montana man pleads guilty after creating giant hybrid sheep and selling them for captive hunting, according to the DOJ, the Department of Justice. And then I've got a couple of headlines on our Montana Talks website here as well. Bizarre giant hybrid sheep trafficking case in Montana concludes. That's the Denny Bedard report. I know Glenn Woods down in Wyoming had a report as well. Let me see what his headline is here, because he had kind of a crazy headline. Oh, yeah. Montana man was breeding giant mutant hybrid bighorn sheep. That's the headline there. That headline takes the cake, I think. But listen to this headline from the Associated Press. All right, kids, you're going to be giggling again. If you had your kids in the car yesterday and we were talking about the Joe Biden, Robert Hur interview, Jesse Waters had shared excerpts from the transcript, and I'm sure there were kids in the backseat of your car. He just said penis. Ah. Well, kids, you're going to be giggling again. listen to this Associated Press headline about this story. I thought it was another story about the Joe Biden Robert Hur special counsel interview, but it wasn't. It was this story about the Franken sheep here in Montana. Let's just go to the headline. Montana man used animal tissue and testicles to breed giant sheep for sale to hunting preserves. Here's the story from the AP. Federal prosecutors say a Montana rancher illegally used tissue and testicles from wild sheep that were killed by hunters in Central Asia and the United States to breed these giant sheep hybrids for sale to private hunting preserves in Texas. The defendant admitted conspiring with others to create massive hybrid sheep that would get higher prices from hunting preserves where people kill captive trophy game animals for a fee. That's a big deal down in Texas. For those of you who don't know, they've got, you know, all sorts of like you can go on like these African hunts of typical African wildlife, but they have them for hunting down in Texas. It's a big deal down there, right? Anyway, 80-year-old rancher Arthur Jack Schubarth on Tuesday pleaded guilty under a deal with prosecutors to conspiracy and wildlife trafficking. Each of the two counts carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. This is kind of a crazy story, though. It's like, man, this guy's got to be like, I mean, how, like, just from a scientific standpoint, it's like, wow, he was able to get it done. He was able to do this here and to basically genetically, modify these gigantic sheep. I mean, pretty crazy. Pretty crazy story here. Let's see. From Denny Bedard's report here, he got information from Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks about this story as well. Apparently, the rancher lives near Vaughn, Montana, but apparently he bought the parts of the largest sheep in the world from Kyrgyzstan. The average male Marco Polo sheep can weigh more than 300 pounds with horns that span more than 5 feet. Marco Polo are native to the high elevations of Central Asia and are prohibited in Montana to protect native sheep from diseases. So, yeah, apparently he sent genetic material from those parts to a lab to create cloned embryos, which were then implanted into ewes on his ranch. The result? A male Marco Polo that he named the Montana Mountain King. So, pretty crazy story here. I mean, it's like the Jurassic Park of sheep hunting here. When you read the story and you hear more about it. So, interesting story. Like I say, we got a couple of reports on our Montana Talks website right now. Let me see how I've got the Denny Bedard report in front of me here. Oh, yeah, Glenn Woods says this. Have you ever seen any of the movies based on the novel The Island of Dr. Moreau? If not, it's the story of a well-intentioned scientist who ends up making horrid human-animal hybrids through genetic splicing and breeding. Up in Montana, an 80-year-old man was just found guilty of trying to create a huge hybrid bighorn sheep species. Yet, he was found guilty of violating the Lacey Act, which prohibits interstate trade in wildlife. Pretty interesting story. Glenn Wood says, hunting those would be fun, though. There you go. All right, what is the woke update of the week? Here's the one I've got for you. What do you got for us? 294-0970 or message us on the Montana Talks app. Here's the one I got for you from FoxNews.com earlier this morning. West Point Military Academy dropping duty, honor, and country from their mission statement. Zoe Zephyr would be very proud. Would be very proud of West Point.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordland.
This week, USDA finalized its Product of the USA rule for meat and poultry. National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Kent Backus is encouraged by the action.
So this is something that NCBA has been actively engaged in for several years. And this has been a big loophole for many years that has prevented U.S. cattle producers from being able to capitalize on that demand in the marketplace. We want to be able to have a voluntary way of differentiating our products in the marketplace and doing so in a way that is trade compliant.
So what is in the rule?
What we have seen initially is that if an end user, a packer or retailer, wants to use the specific claims of Product of USA and made in the USA, those are generic claims, then that has to come from animals born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the United States. I think one of the things that we're going to look at a little bit closely too is what are referred to as qualified claims. So that is, let's say if you have a product where part of that production process is in the U.S., then I think there are some specific ways where that will be labeled. But, there's going to be a lot of questions.
The rule will now have a 60-day comment window. And compliance for the new rule will begin January 1st, 2026, but USDA is encouraging meat and poultry processors to start to implement it before then. I'm Lane Nordland.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Franken Sheep. Coming to a movie theater near you, Franken Sheep. Our producer Travis was joking. You remember that movie Cocaine Bear? Well, they got to make a movie out of this story. Yeah, so that could be the name of it, Franken Sheep. That could be the next follow-up to Cocaine Bear, I guess. I think Glenn Woods, I just saw it on the KBUL Facebook page, Glenn Woods referred to it as Sheepzilla. That's what he's calling this deal here. But anyway, got a couple of messages that came in on our Montana Talks app. I didn't even get to the woke update of the week yet, but Tim and Savage believes that I did in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. The woke update has been mentioned. The shock and the surprise that measles and polio are surging in areas where illegal aliens are being dumped. Who would have guessed? Who would have guessed? Yeah, for those of you who missed it in the 6 o'clock hour, this was the CNN report that I had shared.
Three measles cases have been linked to a migrant shelter in Chicago, raising the citywide total to 8 cases detected in the past week. A team from the CDC is now on the ground in an effort to curb the spread of the highly contagious virus. Officials are encouraging all new arrivals and unvaccinated Chicago residents to get a measles shot as soon as possible.
What about wear your mask? I did not hear the wear your mask. Are they telling people to wear their masks with all the illegal aliens invading? Kelly in Glasgow, he says, as I was talking about, Neil Young whimpering back to Spotify. He says this: I can't believe that you admitted to liking Neil Young's music back in the day. I've never been a fan of his whiny voice, Kelly says. When one of his songs would come on, I would turn it off until I knew it was over. That was from Kelly in Glasgow. Hey, by the way, Kelly in Glasgow, this is going to be really cool. What is it? Yeah, it's Thursday, March 14th. Kelly, 1 week from today, I'll send you more details here when we're ready to give you the full details. So 1 week from today, I got to drive to Plentywood. I get to drive to Plentywood for the Farm Expo, right? So why not stop in at Eugene's Pizza in Glasgow on the way, right? So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the long way around. Normally, I'd pop over to Glendive, head straight up through Sydney, and then, you know, pop up to Plentywood that way. But we're going to take a little bit longer of a path because we got a special event that we're – Kelly, man, you're going to love this. This is going to be so cool. We're going to do a special event at Eugene's Pizza 5 p.m. next Thursday, so 1 week from today. And let me just say, Kelly, you're going to be able to save a little bit of money on your pizza because of this special event that we're going to be doing for you. So it's going to be very cool. Wait till you hear what we're going to be doing. We got a whole bunch of cool stuff that's in the works. I'm so excited to tell you guys about it. But it was still in the planning phases right now. So stand by. All right, let's get to the Woke Update of the Week. This is the candidate for Woke Update of the Week for you here. FoxNews.com, West Point Military Academy drops duty, honor, country from their mission statement. We got any ring knockers out there? It's a joking term that the enlisted guys will use for the academy guys. Because apparently, is it all of the academies? I know that the Naval Academy guys, you get those big rings, right? And then I know the West Point guys, you'll get those big fat rings. And so the joke is that they knock their ring on the table to remind you that they were one of these really super smart, squared away, high speed folks that went to the academies versus us, you know, Animal House guys that went to ROTC instead at campuses back here in Montana and elsewhere. But yeah, apparently, let's see. So what is the story here? The U.S. Military Academy at West Point has made the decision to remove the duty, honor, country motto from its mission statement. What do you ring knockers out there think about this one? In a letter sent to students and supporters, Superintendent Lieutenant General Steve Gilland said the phrase, which was first added to the mission statement in 1998. Okay, so it's fairly recent, but man, duty, honor, country, that's something that seems like it's really stood out, right? Now they're going to replace it with the words Army values. Okay, duty, honor, country versus Army values. What are those Army values? I mean, I could recite, you know, what we know those Army Army values to be, but looking at the woke nonsense that's going on, that's being forced upon our service members in this day and age, what actually are the values that they're trying to force? Do those Army values include allowing biological males to go into the shower facility, the open bay showers with the females? Is that Army values? I mean, drag queen story hours targeting the kids of these service members, maybe even while they're deployed and not there to protect their kids from this type of stuff. Is that Army values? Well, why aren't you sticking with duty, honor, country instead of this?
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump is attending arguments in federal court in Florida this morning over dismissing the case against him for withholding classified documents.
His attorneys say the Presidential Records Act entitled him to keep the sensitive documents. However, Special Counsel Jack Smith's team says the files were presidential records, not personal ones, and that the statute does not apply to classified and top secret documents like those kept at the Trump Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. North Korea's military holds tank drills as the South Korean and U.S. militaries wrap up their joint exercises.
Kim Jong-un calling his country's new main battle tank the world's most powerful. The state's official news agency reported Kim himself getting behind the wheel added to the high militant spirit of the tank men.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Wholesale prices up 0.6% last month. America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah, so they're saying that they're still going to keep this phrase, duty, honor, country, but they're just removing it from their mission statement. And even as FoxNews.com points out here, that there are critics who are saying that basically this is just the latest move to push woke policies. And push woke policies on kids. Yeah, anyway, there you go. That's your woke update of the week. I'll have to give that one a brief mention to see what our friends in the Flathead have to say about it, because, of course, right now we're live, 1450 KMMS Bozeman, 970 KBUL Billings, and then coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, that's when our friends from the Flathead join us on 880 KJJR as well, although some people listen a little earlier on the app as well. Let's see. Got all sorts of stuff to talk about this morning. TikTok has been big in the news. TikTok, the communist Chinese-run app, the influence and intelligence operation known as TikTok. You remember Montana was the first state in the union, the ever-so-divided union, but the union nonetheless, first state in the union to ban TikTok. Now, of course, that liberal federal judge in Missoula, Don Malloy, the same guy who will shut down your Montana business, he, of course, found a reason to allow the China business to keep up and running. But he'll shut down your business in a heartbeat if you're a logger or, you know, whatever business he deems inappropriate for America. But he'll allow the communist Chinese to stay up and running. So apparently that case is still in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals right now after the state has appealed that decision by the liberal judge Don Malloy. Which is another reason why this U.S. Senate race here in Montana is so important. You know why we have such liberal federal judges here in Montana that are a blank check for the radical environmental groups? Well, who appoints the senators? Or who appoints federal judges? The president of the United States makes the nomination, but they almost always lean on the senator from that specific state that's a part of their same party. So because we had Barack Hussein Obama, because we had B.J. Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton, back then, because of the Democrat presidents we've had, because federal judge vacancies became available when those guys were presidents of the United States, they would lean on former Democrat Senator Max Baucus, who, of course, is in the back pocket of the communist Chinese. He's on the payroll of several communist Chinese-owned businesses. How do you think he affords that big mansion out there at the base of the Bridgers? Communist Chinese money. He's the guy who got Don Malloy on the federal bench, by the way. John Tester is the reason we've got these other liberal judges that are all a train wreck that will shut down oil, gas, coal, timber projects in a heartbeat right now. So that's why we have absolutely got to have two Republican U.S. senators from Montana, because if you don't like what these radical environmental groups are doing to shut down union jobs, stop voting for Democrats.
This is where Montana talks. You're listening to Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, right on, John. I was thinking something similar. Okay, so they're going after this 80-year-old rancher for, you know, making this sheep. It's like, okay, so the monster sheep are illegal aliens. How would Joe Biden act? Would he give them sanctuary? Thanks for that message on our Montana Talks app. Lori in Billings. Duty, honor, country, West Point, dropping those three words from their mission statement. Lori says this, the military values seem to change as often as the leadership does. Maybe the current leader is deciding this needs to be removed. The loyalty of the men and women in our various military branches branches is to be to this nation and the people and the constitution of this nation, not to the military itself. No, that's a very good point there, Lori. Yeah, you're not swearing an oath to a branch. Your oath is to the Constitution. Thanks for that message, Gary. I mentioned TikTok. Governor Greg Gianforte was on Fox Business with Neil Cavuto, and of course we are your Fox News affiliate here, 1450 KMMS Bozeman, 970 KBUL Billings. I'll play at least part of that conversation with you here in a few minutes, but we got a couple callers on the line first. First up, Gary in Billings. Gary, good to hear from you.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. As I watch these young kids protesting around about taking away their rights to be on that phone, if we're being attacked, and I can remember when my two aunts went to Portland to work the shipyards after we were attacked by Japan, but we don't have the same quality of kids standing up for our country. It's all about them. And when I look at the phone has become more of a addiction, like if you're on drugs or cigarettes. But it's kind of sad they don't think about our country, it's about them. So that's kind of what I hope people will understand, that we're close to being attacked.
I don't know if you remember this one. We had, first off, real quick, one slight difference in opinion I would have with what you just said there, but I think you would agree with me, Gary, is I don't think it's that we have a difference in the quality of young kids today from what there were several decades ago. We have a difference in the quantity of that fine quality of kids. Do you get what I'm saying there? Which is, man, we've got young people today that are just remarkable. That will step up, that have stepped up, that will continue to step up and serve their nation and believe in duty on our country, right? We may not have as many of them on a per capita basis that we used to have back then, but they're still out there. That's just the only slight difference. And I think, anyway, so that was just one slight point I would make there. Do you remember when we had Navy SEAL veteran, speaking of young people who served their country, when we had a Navy SEAL veteran and Republican Senate candidate Tim Sheehy with us on the show? He called in one time, and he made the point that they did a poll of these young people. Apparently, there was some national, like a Gallup survey or something like that. They did a poll of young people, and it was amazing the huge percentage of these young people who would rather lose their right to vote than they would their TikTok app. I mean,
crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's my point, Aaron. As we are older people now, and we're being subject to Biden going around there really wrapping up these programs that he's going to fix. And it kind of makes you wonder, where are we going to get the country to stand up and not wait till attack happens before we try to do something? And, you know, I'm an old guy. I've gone through a lot, you know, in my lifetime. But we are so blessed to live in Montana. We're blessed to have you on the show to bring us the truth, and thank you.
Well, you're too kind. You're right. We are so blessed and so fortunate to live in Montana, that's for sure, especially in the midst of all these crazy times. All right. Hey, next up on the phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app as well. But earlier this week, we had the filing deadline for the elections here in Montana. So the full list of candidates is out. There's now 13 candidates running for that Eastern Congressional District seat here in Montana. And some of them have already been calling into the show during our open phones portion of the show. And speaking of candidates for Congress, Kyle Austin is next up on the phone lines here. Kyle, good to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Montana. And, it's been a while since I've called in, and just kind of letting everything, the dust settle, and let the 13 candidates get out there. But, you know, yesterday I tried calling in because Denny was on, and Denny gave 12 great years of service to Montana and this country. But one of the things that stands out is he tries to make all 13 candidates be on the same page. You know, we're all equal. We're all the same. And that's not true. Denny was 12 years in there, creating a lot of the problems that we're dealing with today. And that's what the Montana voter needs to wake up and smell the coffee is, look, if we're going to change our future and we're going to change our ways, it's time to vote in new blood. It's time to get rid of the individuals that have been in office or have been in one of these public offices, like some of the other candidates that have been part of the problem and created the problem. And so, like earlier today, you're talking about duty on our country and our army. And not only should that be in our military, but that should be instilled in all American kids. And one of the shocking things that I found is out campaigning is a lot of these 18-year-olds that are graduating high school do not even know what Congress is. And these individuals definitely do not have any duty, honor, or country for the country they live in. They don't have the respect. That's why they don't understand the TikTok situation. They're like kids, you know, taking away the candy from the baby. Is you're taking away the TikTok from the baby, and they don't understand the consequences of China using that app to cause harm to America.
Yeah.
And TikTok's not going to be the first thing, Aaron. It's we need to move this into, hey, what are the harms that Facebook tracking you is going to cause? What are the harms of Google that's going to cause? Instagram, Snapchat? We as Americans need to look at social media and be like, hey, are we under threat on all social media platforms, and should we be taking action? And the answer is yes.
Especially given now, the massive election interference that Google and Facebook and others have clearly conducted and pre-Elon Musk Twittered it. You said that Denny Reberg was the one who was voting in support of the stuff that's giving us all these problems today. I would contend, no, that it's liberal Senator John Tester, and it was Max Baucus, and Denny was fighting back against all. So what's your take on John Tester? Because a lot of people, they say, hey, there's nine Republicans in this race. We want to know who the real Republicans and conservatives are. What about calling out John Tester, who is clearly responsible for $35 trillion in debt that we've got going on right now? He's responsible for open borders. He's responsible for the Keystone XL pipeline. We want to hear Republicans take the fight to the Democrats.
Oh, Aaron, like I said earlier, Montanans need to stand up and eliminate these people that have been in office that have caused this problem. And John Tester is one of them. We have given him an opportunity. And John, you know, now's the time we tell you, look, thank you for the service that you did, the problems you created, but it's time to retire. It's time for new blood to get into office. And let's take and flip Congress. Let's flip the Senate. Let's flip the United States government over, and let's start new. Get new blood in there. Doesn't matter who it is, as long as it's a great Republican that has great Montana values, who was born and raised here, like I was.
All right. Well, Kyle, great to hear from you. Yeah. And one of these days I'm thinking, you know, because how do we provide coverage of all these major races, especially when there's so many candidates in? And so, hey, getting random phone calls like this during open phones, that's great. It's a great opportunity for all these candidates to be heard. But I was also kind of thinking, you know, with, hey, 13 candidates in a race, I was thinking, you know, what I should do is maybe every so often we should come up with one question that we throw to all the candidates. And then we say, okay, candidate, here is the question of the week, or here's the question for every 2 weeks. I don't know what this looks like yet, but you guys can give us ideas. Our listeners can give us ideas. You know, maybe the one question is, okay, how do we fix our southern border, or how do we solve the national debt crisis, or something like that? And then, you know, now with just a smartphone, you can record, say, a 2-minute response or say a 3-minute response, and you can record that response in full. And then we could play that response over the radio. So whereas if we had 12 candidates to try to sneak into a radio show, or if everybody had the full hour of our statewide show, it's like, holy cow, we would never get to everybody, and it would get very repetitive. It would be over and over again. But that might be an interesting way to get a chance to hear from all the candidates. But even then, that could kind of get repetitive as well, because, you know, then you might be just getting kind of canned sound bites or talking points as well. But it's going to be an exciting campaign season, that's for sure. Kyle, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. 406-294-0970 is the number for you, whether you're a candidate for Congress or Gail and Laurel, who's listening in this morning. Thanks for the great Neil Young email. She says, I'll never be able to listen to Neil Young ever again after that heart of gold impersonation earlier. All right, mission accomplished on that front then. All right, take that, Neil.
Fox News commentary.
A California Democrat introduced a bill to grant taxpayer-funded legal services to illegal immigrants convicted of serious or violent crimes. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next. Just when you thought California Democrats couldn't stoop any lower, enter Democrat Assemblyman Reggie Jones-Sawyer, who introduced a bill to grant taxpayer-funded legal services to illegal immigrants convicted of serious or violent crimes. AB 2031, as part of the One California program, sought to use California taxpayer dollars to fund legal assistance and guidance to illegal immigrants who have been convicted of or are currently appealing conviction for violent and serious felonies. This bill, even by liberal California standards, is beyond the pale, but luckily, after social media erupted in shock and disgust, this bill has been pulled from committee. It's tabled for now, but I wouldn't put it past them to resurrect it. It's California, after all. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Republican Montana Representative Matt Rosendale is not running for re-election. Again, last month, Rosendale announced he would not seek re-election in Montana's 2nd District and would instead run for the Senate. Rosendale ran for the Senate unsuccessfully in 2018. He lost to Montana Democrat John Tester. But after former President Trump endorsed his rival Tim Sheehy in the GOP primary, Rosendale dropped his Senate bid just after 6 days. A little over a week later, Rosendale announced that he would run for his House seat. This time, his campaign lasted 10 days. Rosendale isn't the only member reversing their plans. GOP Texas Congressman Pat Fallon announced he was retiring, then did an about-face the next day. Republican Indiana Congresswoman Victoria Spartz said she would retire, then changed her mind. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green said he was bowing out after just 3 terms. Then Green did a 180 and is also running for re-election. No one on Capitol Hill can recall so many members publicly announcing their political plans, then changing them so quickly. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
First year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas and Saunas Live Well, Feel Better Studio. Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. So, yeah, Gary in Billings mentioned the TikTok news. For those who missed an earlier Fox News update, let's do a little scene setter first, and then we'll play a little bit of the back and forth with Montana Governor Greg Gianforte on with Neil Cavuto yesterday.
Ban TikTok and it'll come back to bite you. That's China's response to the bill that would force the Chinese-owned app to sever ties with its homeland if it wants to keep its U.S. customers.
All right. So, yeah, China now threatening the United States. Ban TikTok and it will come back to bite you. But what the bill actually does that they're discussing that the House just voted in support of and that the Senate is now looking at, it doesn't ban TikTok. It just forces them to sever ties with the communist Chinese, basically to sell to an American company. Here's Governor Greg Gianforte on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business.
Correct. The China's Communist Party have used these platforms to spy on Americans. China is not our friend, and I just applaud the House for taking the bipartisan action they did today. We, as you noted, we were the first state, Montana, to ban TikTok here in the state because we want to protect the citizens of our state and this country.
Let me ask you, though, Governor, the way this sounds, it's not an outright ban to begin with. It's like a parent who gives a child warnings. You better do this first or then everything goes. And the warning here is that the parent ByteDance for TikTok, Chinese owned and operated, divest itself of TikTok, get out of the TikTok world. But again, even if China were to agree to that or ByteDance through China were to agree to that, I guess they're the same. Who's to say they'll honor it?
Well, I mean, you've gotten to the root of it. This is about allowing foreign nationals to spy on Americans. And it doesn't matter if it's China or North Korea or Russia. We should not allow these foreign adversaries to have an inroads to our young people in this country and their private information. If they were divested, that would clean up the problem. And that's exactly what the House has attempted to do.
You mentioned the young people as well, and apparently one of the things that really maybe backfired on TikTok were getting its users, particularly young users, to petition their congressman or whoever that this was a bad idea. So all these kids are essentially calling Capitol Hill, and that reinforced the argument that China's manipulating kids. What did you make of that? Did you run into that in Montana?
We saw the same thing in Montana. The platform was weaponized to mobilize their users. We had hundreds and hundreds of phone calls into the state capitol. And many of these young people didn't even know why they were calling. The phone would ring, we'd answer, and they'd say, "Who is this?" And this is all because of a splash screen was put up. It was geofenced into Montana. These young people were told to call the governor's office and complain about the actions to protect their privacy. And we took note of them. Most of the callers didn't even know why they were calling.
Wow, that's a very interesting angle there from Governor Gianforte on Fox Business with Neil Cavuto. Full video, foxnews.com/video. You know, and that reminds me of another question that we raised here on this program. Remember all those billboards? Remember the, I think, didn't they even have TV commercials? Did we hear radio? I don't know if we remember hearing radio commercials. Who paid for all that expensive advertising? The pro-TikTok advertising. Oh, I'm sorry to add some. Well, this is the committee for blah, 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 blah. I will guarantee you that if we were able to fully, significantly trace the money back, the money would go straight back to the communist Chinese. So basically, you had the communist Chinese spending big money, and then you had lobbyists at the legislature in Helena. You had the communist Chinese interfering. Not only do they interfere in our elections with their algorithms on TikTok, not only are they trying to push kids down a suicidal path, a pro-radical transgender path, they're interfering in our elections, but they were interfering in our Montana legislature. And they were funneling money into ad campaigns and lobbying campaigns in Montana. Anyway, I don't. It'd be really interesting if we could actually follow the money all the way back to Beijing.